Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, John Williams, this is Vance Cole from Park Forest, Illinois. I'm a recent high school teacher and coach. I'm a recent retired high school teacher and coach. I send you jokes each week, and you have never read any of them on the air. Please read this one on the radio so I can win your coffee mug. Vance, I hope I've said this enough. Evidently not. You do not have to have your joke read on the air to be eligible for a speed joke coffee mug. You just have to send the joke in. We don't have to read it on the air. And Vance, I'm not reading your joke today. But you're eligible to win the mug. Although I do think we'll have room for Vance's joke tomorrow. Thanks to Dave and Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin, and Mike in Antioch. Charles in Barrington, we got your joke. Terry in Downers Grove. Peggy Hackford, a hacker of the Rockford Park District Police Department. We got a joke from Haley Ward. Julie in Isle of Palms, South Carolina, and Helen's brother Ed in Sarasota, Florida. In fact, Helen wrote in to say, "Hey, John, I'm doing penance for not acknowledging the last joke I sent in was from my brother Ed, and he is therefore not eligible to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug." Here is a speed joke, she writes, from my friend Bev in Wheeling, Illinois, who is in the Niles North class of 1975, and her joke is, "I'm watching the price of lumber and wondering if I should sell my house for parts. I just helped my neighbor..." Here's another joke. "I just helped my neighbor bury a rolled-up carpet in the woods. She said her boyfriend would have helped her, but he's out of town." Oh, man, Dave, is my chiropractor in trouble with the IRS?
Why is that?
Back taxes. Did you hear about the explosion at the Target? Casualties everywhere. I just cleared some space in the freezer. Sounds so much more productive than "I just finished off a pint of ice cream." "Yesterday I went to KFC and I ate 12 pieces of chicken. That was a major milestone for me. It was on my bucket list." "Hey, Dave, I found an important letter for me on my doormat this morning."
"What does it say?"
"I don't know yet. It says on the envelope, 'Do not bend,' and I can't figure out how to pick it up." Walking around, kind of kicking it. "Hey, John Williams, my name is Haley, and I have a speed joke for you. I told my friend I only know 25 letters in the alphabet, and they said, 'How come?' And I told them, 'I don't know why.' My boss arrived at work today in a brand new Ferrari, and I said, 'Wow, that's an amazing car.' And he said, 'Listen, if you work hard, put all of your hours in and strive for excellence, next year I'll get another one.'" "I went to the doctor recently and he said, 'Don't eat anything fatty.' And I said, 'You mean like bacon and burgers?' And he said, 'No, fatty, don't eat anything.'" Sorry. "My dad always said when one door closes, another opens. Great guy, bad carpenter. My dad always said, 'Don't be quick to find faults.' Great guy, terrible geologist. My dad always said, 'Try not to judge people.' Great guy, terrible judge.
This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small."
I'll bet you don't know this song.
"All in line of this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Love. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Yeah.